Come on, lesson sweetest friends. We are continuing our discussion of Chuppah Kona. The Gemara in Yevamos says that Rav says in Tzadi Beis and Beis, how do we know that Kedushin are not Tofes be Yevama? He says, Lo siyesh zemesachut alish zar, lo teba havaya lizar. There's no marriage, there's no havaya for a woman who is waiting to marry her Yavam, who's on the on deck circle for the Yavam. Because we have a pasuk, Eishes Hameis. This woman whose husband died, now to marry anybody strange, there's no havaya, there's no tfisas kedushin. Shmuel says, Bani Yoseini, in our poverty, we're not really sure, but misafek, she needs a get. Because the Gemara explains that Shmuel has a suffix. This lo ti Eishes Hameis, is it a lav? It's telling us that there's a lav for her to marry anybody else? Or is the pasuk telling us that there's no tefisas kedushin if she marries anybody else? So the Rishonim, Ayin Tosis, Sham Daf Memtesa Med Aleph, the Romanschu Kol, Amadaik Beloshin Rashi, Memtesa Med Beis, the Romanschu Lika Shmuel. The Rashi explains in the Lachlokas as follows, that according to Rav, there's no losa sebi of Amalashuk. The pasuk is only come to Mechadish, there's no tefisas kedushin. Shmuel holds that it could go both ways. He's Mesupik. Maybe it's coming to tell us not Tfisis Kedushin. Maybe it's coming to tell us it's a loss to say for her to marry anybody else. And if it's merely a loss to say, there is Tfisis Kedushin, so therefore she needs to get Mesupik. Now, the Das Rav, there's no loss to say, if you've Amalah Shuk, and nevertheless, there's no Tfisis Kedushin, it must be, you have to say, that the Metzius of the Zika to the Yavam, that is what prevents Tfisis Kedushin. And not the Isser of Yavam Amalah Shuk, because there is no Isser, there is no loss to say. That's Rav. And according to this, it would appear, Pashut, that if the Yavam died, then there's going to be no more Zika, and there's going to be Tfisis Kedushin, because the whole reason for the din goes away, the Misei Yavam. There's only a din of the Yavam answering when there's a Zika to the Yavam. If the Yavam's dead, there's no more Zika, there's no more Tzius of Zika. The male is Pashut, she can marry anybody else. But if we hold there's a Losa say, so even the Misei Yavam, we don't know that the Isser becomes Mutter, because without any Jerusha, how do we know that the Isser goes away? The Isser that was ready Chal on her goes away. So according to this, we can say, that the Sugan, the Gemara, and Kedushin that learns the heter of Yavama, the Mises HaYavam, Mikal V'chomer, like we learned in the previous year, we need to come out to a Kal V'chomer. A regular woman who's Bechenek of her husband dies, she's mother, certainly Yavama, who's only Belav, that her husband dies, she's going to be Muteres. So that's all, according to the Tzad, that there's a Lo Saseh. And therefore we need a Jerusha. If a regular married woman is mutter when her husband dies, which so chomer there's chenek, so kal v'chomer, when it's only a lav. There you need a jerusha to be matir b'misei yavam. However, according to Rav, it's a milsa de pshita. According to Rav that we're learning here in Yevamos, it's davar pashut that she's muteris b'misei yavam. You don't need a jerusha. It's like it's written explicitly. Because of course, there's no more mitzias of a zika. Then of course she's Muteres. So with this we can answer the Kash of the Rush. The Gemara said earlier, as we learned in the previous shir, the Gemara said in Daf Hey that Rava says against Rav Huna that Chuppah can't be Kona because it says three and not four. So why doesn't it mention Chuppah in the Mishnah? So Abai says, no. Because it only says three, because it only says things that are written explicitly. The Mishnah only lists things that are written explicitly in the Torah. But if it's not written explicitly in the Torah, it's not mentioned. Chuppah is not explicit, therefore it's not mentioned in the Mishnah, but Chuppah is really Kona. So the Rush was bothered, as we explained in the previous year, that this isn't true. That what Abai is saying is not true. Because the Mishnah says, Mises Yavam is derived from a Kal V'chomer, the Meshes Ish. So it must be that even things that aren't written explicitly, Mises Yavam is mentioned in the Mishnah, and yet it's derived from a Kal V'chomer, even though it's not Lehedya, even though it's not written explicitly. So you see that even things that are not written explicitly are listed in the Mishnah. That's the Rush's Kash and Abaye. But the answer to the Rush's Kash is that Abaye is correct. Because Abaye is learning like Rav. And Rav holds that it is, Yavam is like it's written explicitly because it's because of the Metzius of the Zika. And you don't even need to come out to the Kal V'chomer. So Abaye is correct because Everyone is like, Rav. That Abai is like Rav. And Rav Huna also. You don't need any Jerusha to be mathier this lady, this this Yavama. He's just Pasha, there's no Mitzvah of Zika. And according to this, we can also explain the suffix of the Rabbi Nochanan that we saw in the previous year. Nochanan is Mesupik. Ischa Bakon is not Chabakon. Because Rabbi Nochanan says, maybe Shmuel is correct. And there's a tzad that in Shmuel that there's a loss to say, be a Vamalashuk. And if there's a loss to say, then you need to come out to the Kalvachomer. If you need to come out to Kalvachomer, it's not written explicitly. If it's not written explicitly, then how's it written listed in the Mishnah? The answer is, the Mishnah's even listed things that aren't written explicitly, so Chub also should have been listed. From the fact that Chub is not listed, it must be Chub is not Kona. Does it sound like that in Shmuel? Or maybe Shmuel says no. Maybe there's no loss to say Yavam Elishuk. And the Heter of the Mises Yavam is considered like it's written Lahedya. And therefore, we have a Teretz for Afuna. Why is Chub not mentioned? It's not written explicitly. The Mishnah only mentions things that are written explicitly. What about Misa Yavam? That's like being written explicitly, because that's it's so clear. You don't need to come out to a Kavachomer. There's no more Matthias of Zika, so of course she's Mutaris. Now we understand the Tutstad of Rabbeinu Chananel, and we also are Mutaris Abaye from the Rush's Kasha, but the Rush wanted to understand how Abaye can say only things that are written explicitly when Misa Yavam is not explicit. It is, according to the way Rav is learning. Because Rav is learning that there's no... Tfisis Kedushin Biyavama, because what's asked is the Metzias of Zika, not an Isser, not a Lav, is that there's a Metzias of Zika, there's no Lav. The moment there's no Zika, it's Pasha Chiz Muteris. It's like it's written Lahedya. Now, in Yavamis, and in Zayin Amad Aleph, Rav says, Yesh Chupal Apsulos, Shmuel says, Ein Chupal Apsulos. Rashi explains, as follows, that if you have a Kohen Gadol, marries an Almana Bas Kohen, so she could be eating Shuma, but now she's marrying somebody forbidden to her, because she's an Almana, Mom is not a married Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol Shechnis Almana Bat Kohen Lechupa, and he doesn't have beer with her, and Meikara, he wasn't Mekadish her, nevertheless, he passes her from Shuma, because Chup is like a Bila. Tosis explains, Rashi, Ibramasla Rav Amar, that that Rav and Shmuel, and this machlokas, Yesh Chup Upsulus, Ein Chup Upsulus, they're holding like Rav Huna. The Chup is Kona. And the machlokas is Chup a Kona to Pasla or Betruma, even if it's an Isha Psula, even if it's an Amana Lekoin Gadol? Or no? That's the way Rav holds. Or no? Shmuel says, Ein Chup Upsulus, because Chup is only effective with Sheros, but it's both. Mevusas and it's both based on the sheet of Rav Huna. The chup is kona. Question is chup a kona for psulas or only for ksheris? The Rambam in the Chassidim is perikzayin al chof aleph. Paskin is like Rav. If yesh chup al psulas and she's pasled. But if this almana marries the kohen gadol with chupa, without any previous kushin, just with chupa, it passes her. Yesh chup al psulas. Mashim Divrei Rambam, but he learns Gemara like Rashi. So my chuppah lo kedushin, because he writes l'chuppah lo erusin. Like Rashi, it's just chuppah, as Tosfos understood Rashi. Rashi even writes it explicitly. We made a kar lo kitcha. Tosfos went on and he explained that the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel is whether chuppah is kona even l'psulos or not. But there's no kedushin neikar. And Mashim Divrei Rambam is also learning like that. Now the kasha is, ayin lecha mishnah, since the din of Rav is based on Rav Huna, the din of Rav, the yesh chup l'psulos, is based on Rav Huna, the chup is kona. So how can the Rambam paskin like that? The Rambam doesn't paskin like that chup is kona. Ayin b'ishas perik aleph u'perik gimel. Chup is not kona, according to the Rambam. So how does he paskin yesh chup l'psulos if chup is not kona? No chup for anybody. Now the Ramban and the Ritva later on, the Fyud, Amid Aleph, and Kedushin, and Ibaya, Vibia, Nisuanos, or Erisanos, Er mechadesh. The tchub is effective before kedushin. Even l'didan that we don't paskin like Rav Huna, the tchub is kona. The tchub is effective before kedushin, and with the chaleis kedushin, she's going to be nesua al yedei the tchub that happened before the kedushin. According to that, we can be miyashiv das Rambam. The vadeh upir shegemara explained the gemara kedas Rashi. We're talking about tchub below kedushin. Nevertheless, even though he didn't paskin like Rav Huna, he holds that tchub is not kona. Nevertheless, since the din is that chub is effective now, for when after he does kedushin, after he does kedushin, the chub is going to get, take effect. Therefore, may achshav kvar svir le rav that she's considered mishtameres libi apsulai de chub zu. Rav holds that now she's considered that she's being guarded for this forbidden bia through this chuppah. The Rambam paskins that she can't eat shuma through this chuppah because of this chuppah. So we're talking here about chuppah below kedushin, but it's not kone al chuppah now kini kedushin. It's kone al chuppah after kedushin that everyone holds chuppah after kedushin. What's the Rambam holds that way? The Rambam's telling us is if you do chuppah before kedushin, it's going to be chal after the kedushin as chuppah. And since this is going to be a bia psula because she's a almana, the kohen gadol, that already passes her now for achilas truma. The Tosfos didn't learn like that in Rashi, that it's talking about a chuppah that's going to be chal after the kedushin. Because he holds kedas and mefarshim, the chuppah doesn't have called him a kedushin. We can say that the Ramban and therefore Tosfos is learning that he holds like Rav Huna, the chuppah is kona. Now it's kedushin. He doesn't know that it's kona now before the kedushin as nisun. That's the way Tosfos is learning in Rashi. The Rambam could be learning, like the Ramban and the Ritva, that chuppah is kona now for after the kedushin. Erechinami, chuppah is not kona. Rav Huna holds kenyan kedushin, but it is considered nisuin, and you can do chuppah before the kedushin. And then once the kedushin is done, now it's like now the nisuin is automatic. So if you do such a chuppah, if a kohen gadol does such a chuppah with a woman that's aser to him, that aser is because she's mishtameres lebi apsula. That already asers her for truma. So this bas kohen almana, once she does this chuppah with the kohen, you know, it's not kohen her out kedushin, but it's kohen her out nisuin. And once she does the kedushin, the chuppah is automatically going to take effect out nisuin. So already now, she's going to be aser the truma. Advarim niflaim, or as was explained by Rav Ruderman, Zichrono Livracha, and Ritz Hashem, in the next shir, we will plow forward and continue saying, Niflos mitoras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.